द फॉलोइंग इज द रियलाइजेशन ऑफ हर ग्रेस जगन मोहिनी देवी दासी.
आई थैंक हर ग्रेस वृंदावनेश्वरी देवी दासी एंड हिज ग्रेस आनंद मोहन दास फॉर गिविंग मी दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी टू शेयर माई रियलाइजेशन about our association with Nandarani. In fact, I feel sorry that I could not give my realizations in her memory book. Nandarani has set a very good example of how a living entity can revive the dormant love of Godhead if placed in a favorable atmosphere. Srila Prabhupada had always mentioned this with reference to the sloka, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai Shravanadi Shuddhachite Karai Udai. Pure love for Krishna is eternally established in the hearts of the living entities. It is not something to be gained from another source. When the heart is purified by hearing and chanting, this love naturally awakens. Hence we find that even a small child can exhibit all symptoms of love of God wonderfully when placed in a favorable atmosphere. So here was a case of Nandarani, who due to her previous past credits got an opportunity to take birth in a family conducive to spiritual life. She was fortunate to have both her grandmothers and parents as good devotees. Her mother, Her Grace Vrindavaneshwari Devi Dasi, encouraged and inspired her all through her life and made her a good devotee. But besides this, Nandarani by herself was a great devotee, which we noticed during a brief association with her. The fact that at a very early age of 3.5 years, she enjoyed attending Mangalarti indicated she was already situated in good consciousness, which advanced gradually with the support of her parents and grandmothers. She was very fortunate to receive the blessings and intimate association of sadhus and advanced souls of ISKCON. We noticed that she was so comfortable in their association that it appeared as if she knew them before. For her age, she spoke very respectfully with them and exhibited maturity in her dealings with seniors. So this very strongly indicated her continuity in devotional life from previous births. Not an ordinary one, but it appears she practiced an advanced devotional life. On two occasions, when I stayed with her family, Nandarani was full of joy to share with me her experiences during Kumbh Mela and Char Dham Yatras. During chill month of Magha, she underwent severe austerities, which is impossible for an ordinary child devotee. During my stay, she narrated so wonderfully about the Yatra, giving details of the different spots with supporting photographs. I felt as if I myself was participating in Char Dham Yatra. Her memory was sharp, and she was accurately recalling certain incidents which her parents also couldn't remember. I really enjoyed every moment of this association with her. Earlier, she had learned from me certain night prayers, and I was glad to notice that she joined me in my prayers before we went to rest at night. I felt that whenever she was given a chance, she enjoyed learning about devotional activities from seniors. The cooperation she gave to her mother while attending Bhakti Shastri course is something worth recalling. She was jotting down important points that were being covered in the classroom very accurately. Her last Vyas Puja offering to her spiritual master, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami, indicated that she knew she had developed a relation with her Gurudeva. She expressed very naturally about the difficulties in her school life and the new taste that she developed in spiritual life. This sort of natural exchange occurs only when an intimate relationship is established between two devotees. Once, when she visited our house, with her parents, she was very much absorbed in reading minutely all scriptural injunctions that were pasted on her walls, indicating her definite taste in acquiring advanced knowledge. Hence, these are few instances which convinced me that she was not an ordinary devotee. So, although we are separated from her through an evil act of Kali, she became an instrument for many of us to take up Krishna consciousness very seriously and faster. She made me realize that one should not speculate on the meaning of the term the inconceivable arrangement of the Lord. That is, we have to understand inconceivable as inconceivable only, and without wasting any time, we have to make full endeavor to proceed in the forward journey of spiritual life. Her father, His Grace Anand Mohan Das, has come out with deep realization on spiritual life by the inspiration of Nandarani, and only when we come personally in touch with him, we too get realizations. So personally, we also have realized that although attachment to devotees is good for nurturing our own spiritual life, at the same time, we have also to be prepared for separation from such devotees. Therefore, although for mundane eyes, Nandarani must have exhibited several qualities which appeared childish or lacking spiritual essence, but for a few of us, she was an eye-opener or instructor to take up Krishna consciousness seriously and without any sentiment. That means she was not what a common person or an ordinary devotee thought about her. We know an incident in the life of a great devotee, Srila Bilvamangala Thakura. He got in touch with a prostitute who appeared as a sense gratifier for a common man. However, she inspired Bilvamangala Thakura to take up Krishna consciousness so seriously that she got the position of a spiritual master in his life. Hence, these are the lessons that we learn. We cannot judge from our perception what impact devotees like Nandarani are going to make in the lives of our family members and a few of us. An ordinary devotee cannot influence or help a practicing devotee to take up Krishna consciousness very seriously. Therefore, we conclude that Nandarani was undoubtedly a very special devotee who won the hearts of many senior Vaishnavas. We are missing her association, her natural frolic moods, her enthusiasm, her service mood, etc. I hope by remembering her devotional qualities, I can also climb one step ahead in the ladder of Bhakti Yoga.